All right, get ready, because today we're going to really dig into something super interesting. Music similarity search.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you can, like, search for a song by the title?
Right.
Or the artist?
Right.
Well, imagine finding songs that sound alike.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, regardless of, like, who made it or what it's called,
yeah,
that's music similarity search. And with just the sheer amount of music out there these days, this technology is, like, super important now.
I think so, and it's only going to become more so.
Yeah, I think you're totally right.
I mean, think about, like, how overwhelming it can be to, you know, find new music on Spotify.
Oh, for sure.
Just as, like, a regular listener.
Yeah.
Now magnify that and think about being a professional, you know, and having to go through massive catalogs trying to find a certain sound. That's where music similarity research comes in.
Totally.
And it's not just discovering new tunes. Like, we're talking about, you know, all sorts of applications. Mm. Sync licensing, targeted social media ads, like the potential impact on how we, you know, even discover and create and market music. It's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. We're basing this deep dive on some really interesting insights from Scinite.
Oh, cool.
They're a company that specializes in AI-powered music similarity search.
Okay.
They've got this awesome article that explains how their technology works, and it's really, really interesting.
Awesome. So how does it work?
So imagine, like, Scinite's AI just analyzes, like, a music catalog, breaks down each song into these core audio features.
Right.
It's almost like giving each song this, like, sonic fingerprint.
Okay.
Then you give it a reference track, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it compares those fingerprints to find songs that are, like, the closest in distance, I guess they call it, which is, like, essentially how similar they sound.
Okay, yeah, so that makes sense. But how is this different from, like, Spotify's similar artists feature?
Right.
I feel like, you know, I use that all the time to find new music.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the main difference is that Spotify relies a lot on, like, listener data.
Okay.
Like, what other people are listening to, and artist connections.
Okay.
Whereas Scinite's approach is really focused just on the audio itself.
Gotcha.
So it's like a more objective kind of analysis.
Okay.
Which makes it super accurate for a lot of these uses.
Makes sense.
Especially, like, in a professional context.
So it's less about, like, the popularity and more about, like, the nuts and bolts of the music itself.
Exactly, yeah.
That's cool.
And you can actually filter results by things like beats per minute, genre, stuff like that. So it gives you a lot of control over your search.
That's awesome. So what are, like, some of the ways this technology is being used? I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
Like, let's get into it.
Well, first up, we got sync licensing and music briefs. So imagine you're a music supervisor. You're working on, like, a video project. And you're on a tight deadline.
Uh-huh.
Instead of spending hours just, you know, scrolling through catalogs.
Right.
You could use music similarity search to find tracks that match the vibe of your, you know, reference track in an instant.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be a lifesaver, especially when time is of the essence, which it always is in those fields.
Exactly. And then anyone with, like, a massive music library,
okay,
like, finding and eliminating duplicates, that can be a huge pain.
Oh, tell me about it.
Music similarity search can make that process, like, so much faster.
Yeah.
And we're not even just talking about, you know, saving you scrolling time.
Right.
Imagine the impact on, like, a record label. With a giant catalog,
yeah,
eliminating all those duplicates saves them storage space.
Yeah.
And you know, potentially a lot of money.
That's a really good point. I never even thought about it on that scale.
Yeah, and then there's the whole world of, like, targeted social media campaigns.
Okay.
Like, say you're trying to promote a new artist.
Uh-huh.
Music similarity search can actually help you find fans of existing artists who sound similar.
Mm.
So you can, like, really target your ads precisely.
Wow, that's so smart. So we've been talking about professionals, but what about someone like me? Like a regular music lover.
Totally.
What's in it for me?
Well, imagine discovering new artists.
Yeah.
And songs that you might never have found otherwise.
Okay.
That's, like, the beauty of this whole technology.
Yeah.
One of the use cases that Scinite highlights is something called Type Beats. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know. Like, I'm not super familiar with it. Can you remind me?
Yeah. So, essentially, it's a beat that is kind of like emulating the style of a popular artist.
Okay.
So music similarity search can be used to, like, validate those beats, making sure they actually, like, sound like the artist that they're referencing. It can also help music lovers find beats that match the sound of, like, a specific artist they enjoy.
Oh, cool. So it's like having like a personalized music scout that just like gets you.
Totally, yeah.
And knows what you like.
And for all the musicians out there, this one's for you. Playlist pitching. So, like, instead of randomly sending your music to curators, right, you can use music similarity search to find playlists that already feature songs that sound like yours,
Oh.
increasing your chance of getting added.
That's such a good idea. It takes the guesswork out of it, you know?
Totally.
Makes it much more efficient.
And speaking of playlists, this technology is also like really changing how those Spotify mood playlists are made.
Interesting.
So by analyzing like a seed track or a set of songs, it can find other tracks that, you know, match that same vibe and create like a cohesive listening experience. So this is what they call playlist optimization. It goes way beyond just like mood playlists though.
Right. And you mentioned something about DJing earlier.
Yeah.
How does this technology kind of fit into that world?
So think about like creating a smooth mix. Music similarity search can help DJs find tracks that are both similar in sound but also harmonically compatible.
Cool.
And this is where something called the Camelot wheel comes in.
Okay, hold on. What's the Camelot wheel? I've never heard of that before.
So it's this system that assigns like a number and letter code to each musical key. So it makes it easier for DJs to kind of understand how keys relate to each other and create those, you know, smooth transitions in their mixes.
So music similarity search can find tracks that match like the overall vibe,
Right.
but also like the harmonic structure.
Exactly.
That's taking DJing to a whole new level.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's talk about those hidden gems that are buried in all these music catalogs. Those like older tracks or those like niche songs that kind of get overlooked. They're like blind spots, right? And they represent all these missed opportunities for artists and labels.
For sure.
But with music similarity search, we can kind of uncover those hidden layers and bring them to the surface.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about maximizing the value of a catalog, making sure that every song has a chance to, you know, to be heard and appreciated.
Exactly. And for those producers out there who work with samples, imagine like finding those perfect sounds in a huge library without having to like manually go through every single folder. Music similarity search can make that so efficient.
So basically, like we've been talking about this whole time, this technology is streamlining and changing everything from music discovery to creation, marketing, and like beyond. This is really cool.
Yeah, it's really
It's
amazing.
like blowing my mind right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it is really a game changer. And, you know, going back to what you were saying about those blind spots, finding those hidden gems, like that could really like revitalize a catalog and, you know, give new life to older tracks, lesser known tracks. It's like a second chance.
It's like a second chance for them to shine.
Exactly.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about the past either.
Right.
This technology can like help music professionals identify you know, emerging trends
Yeah, absolutely.
and discover new artists before they like hit the mainstream.
Totally, staying ahead of the curve, being innovative. Now let's talk a little bit about Cyanite. So they're the company behind all this really awesome information, and they're doing some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear more about them. It sounds like they're really on the cutting edge of this.
Yeah, they offer their technology through an API, which is, you know, perfect for developers who want to integrate it into their apps. But they also have this web app.
Oh, cool.
So anyone can just like jump in and start playing around with it.
Oh, that's awesome.
No coding required.
So it's not just for like the tech wizards. Anyone can like mess around with this and see what it's all about.
Exactly. And the best part, they found that music similarity search can actually reduce search time by up to 86%.
Wow, 86%.
Yeah. Like that's massive for anyone who works with music.
Yeah, that's a huge time saver. I mean, whether you're a DJ, music supervisor, even just a passionate music fan.
Exactly. It just frees you up to be more creative, be more strategic, focus on the bigger picture.
Exactly.
So as we're kind of wrapping up here, I want to leave you with like a question to think about. What does all this mean for you? Like, how could you use music similarity search?
That is a great question. I'm definitely thinking about it now. I'm already thinking about how I could use this to like discover new music and maybe even like, you know, revamp some of my old playlists.
Yeah, totally. And even beyond listening, like, you know, maybe you're a musician who wants to get your music out there.
Mm.
You know, could you use this to find the right playlists? Or maybe you're a filmmaker or a podcaster looking for, you know, the right soundtrack. It could be a game changer.
Absolutely, yeah. It could really change the game, not having to spend hours and hours
right.
just scrolling through endless libraries.
And the possibilities are really endless. It's changing, like I said, the way we, you know, interact with music from,
yeah.
like, discovery to creation to marketing.
Totally, yeah.
This is just the beginning, you know? Like, we're on this really exciting journey, and who knows what's next?
Yeah, it feels like we're really just getting started with what all this can do.
I know, it's exciting.
I think it's going to have a huge impact on, you know, how we experience music, how we interact with music going forward.
In the years to come, yeah. And I'm excited to see, like, all the new stuff that's going to come out.
Oh, wait.
All the new, like, applications, the new uses.
So if you're listening and you're, like, you know, as intrigued by this as we are,
mm-hmm.
what should you do?
Well, Cyanite's website's a great place to start.
Okay.
They have, like, a ton of info on there about, you know, how their technology works. You can play around with their web app.
That'd be a good idea.
See it in action.
Yeah. And there are other music similarity search tools out there, too.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, feel free to kind of dig around and see what else is out there.
Yeah, do some research. Go down the rabbit hole.
It is a fascinating rabbit hole, for sure.
Yeah.
So, that's a wrap for today's deep dive into the world of music similarity search.
Awesome.
We hope you learned something new and that you're as excited about the potential of this technology as we are.
Absolutely. So, until next time, keep those ears open and keep exploring, right?
Keep exploring.
The world of music is constantly changing.
It is. And music similarity search is playing, like, such a key role in how it's going to be shaped. So, yeah. Keep exploring the world of music, everyone.